You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I make this statement as Australia's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner on behalf of the Australian Human Rights Commission, Australia's national human rights institution. I thank MRIP members, particularly former Chair and Head of Mission, Ms. Cheryl Lightfoot, and Pacific member and current Chair, Ms. Valmaine Toki, and the support team for your country visit to Australia between the 1st and 10th of October 2023, with a particular focus on the rights of First Nations peoples from Western Australia. For those of you unfamiliar with Australian geography, Western Australia is the largest by land area of the six states included in the Australian Commonwealth, comprising a population of a little of over 2.5 million, around 90,000 of whom are First Nations people. I note that this visit was in response to an invitation from the Noongar Family Safety and Wellbeing Council with a request to provide advice in relation to the contemporary removal of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children from their families and communities. I acknowledge Associate Professor Hannah McGlade, First Nations community member and rights advocate from Western Australia, and member of the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. And I acknowledge the pivotal role that Professor McGlade has played on advocating for the rights of women and children, particularly for those in Western Australia, but also nationally, including her recent work on missing, murdered and incarcerated Indigenous women in Australia. I would also like to acknowledge the organisations who comprise the Family Matters Campaign, which issues a report card every year on the implementation of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Child Placement Principles. This report card shows that while gains have been made in some jurisdictions, all Australian states and territories have considerable work to do when it comes to the rights of First Nations families and children, Western Australia chief among them. And I acknowledge Australian governments who participated in this visit and the statement provided today by the Western Australian Government in response to the visit. Madam Chair, the Australian Human Rights Commission shares the deep concerns of the expert mechanism, the special rapporteurs, the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child, and the Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination regarding the disproportionate impact and consistent overrepresentation by First Nations children and First Nations children with disability in child protection and youth justice systems. And we note that Australia is yet to ratify or sign the third optional protocol to the Convention on the Rights of the Child. National data shows that while First Nations children make up approximately 6% of all Australian children, on an average day in 2022 to 2023, First Nations children represent 42.8% of the total number of children in out-of-home care and are 11 times more likely to be living in out-of-home care than non-Indigenous children. They are also 23 more times more likely than non-Indigenous children to be under youth justice supervision, and they are 28 times more likely to be in detention. Indeed, the failure of our systems to support the well-being of our First Nations children is a significant human rights challenge facing Australia today, and First Nations exposure to discriminatory systems that cause harm is fueling a pipeline into negative life trajectories. 27 years after the publication of the Bringing Them Home report, which inquired into the forced separation of First Nations children from their families, many of its recommendations remain unimplemented. The ongoing issue of child